Welcome back to Not Nutrition Gurus. I am your host, Rachel Hunter. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. I hope that your week is off to a fabulous start. I am rather jet lagged. So this is going to be the poweriest power pod to ever pod in the history of the planet. So I'm just going to dive right in. Because, you know, other than talking about the fact that I narrowly escaped eating Air Canada's gluten-free meals with my life, I don't actually have any exciting stories or tales or anything to regale you all with. So I'm going to just jump in. It is going to be a quick one. So enjoy, soak in what you can, and as always, shoot me any questions, thoughts, hopes, dreams, desires, concerns on Instagram, at Rachel Hunter, at Hunter Health Project. You can at Rachel Hunter, maybe she'll respond, I don't know. And if you don't get this joke, but you are familiar with the music video, Stacey's Mom, now you know. Rachel Hunter is Stacey's mom, and we do have the same name. I digress. Hell of a tangent. Alrighty, so I keep seeing on social media, we are all getting berated. We are getting like fire hosed down with buying powdered greens. There is a certain company at the moment who I'm not going to name names because Not Nutrition Gurus does not have a legal team, y'all. So I'm going to keep it on the straight and narrow because I don't want to get sued for defamation. But it's like any podcast besides this excellent one that I listen to, it seems to be the ads are always for powdered greens. And I'm like, okay, but you're basically buying an extremely expensive multivitamin. So the thing with anything, and you know, powdered greens in and of itself are not new. Like supplement companies have been selling them and making them for many years, but this new company that's cropped up has very, very deep pockets for marketing. And they have some really good copywriters and, you know, they have their shit together. So now they're making all of us suffer for it. But I suppose my point is essentially to just say, okay, why would someone truly benefit from buying powdered greens? Now, this is a little bit off the cuff, so I don't have everything nailed down to a T, so don't at me. But my issue with it is that typically the marketing surrounds some sort of sensationalized problem that they are solving. Boost your immune system and heal your gut and do this and do that. And, you know, like you're just gonna find a unicorn and then the week after you're gonna win the lottery. And then the week after that, all of your existential dread will be gone. And it's like, will it though? So, and then of course, starred all over the website is this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It essentially is just a really, really expensive multivitamin. There are powdered greens that are available for like a reasonable cost. You can just like put a scoop in your smoothie, should you feel so inclined, and it's within budget, you would rather take a scoop of powdered greens and stick it in your smoothie than you would take a multivitamin. Cool. All the best. But if you are supplementing your diet with anything powdered that is intended to boost the amount of vegetables that you're eating, just proceed with caution because unless you have some sort of like the only thing I can think of really that are truly beneficial is that if you are on an extremely low calorie diet due to your height and your weight, and perhaps, you know, maybe PCOS or menopause or something like that, where you would benefit from taking a, like powdered greens as a supplement. But then even then, just taking a multivitamin covers your bases. Or if you have some sort of like malabsorption disease. And that is, again, that's a guess. Like if you have Crohn's disease or celiac disease or a really horrific IBS or anything where your gut's not functioning the way it's meant to, and you're working with a physician and or a dietitian, and you're like, hey, should I use powdered greens? And they're like, you can if you can afford it. And if not, it doesn't really matter. Like, don't worry about it. Then don't worry about it. But some of these companies are charging like near enough 100 quid a month for basically the world's most expensive multivitamin. In this economy, are you joking me? That is ludicrous. And equally, if you're like, well, I had a scoop of powdered greens and now I never need to make eye contact with broccoli ever again. Like, you fucking do though, because you're not getting fiber in the same way with powdered greens as you are eating actual vegetables. And that is a huge benefit of veggies, generally speaking, is the fiber content that comes with them. I think in the UK, the average person eats like between 7 and 12 grams of protein, or not protein, fiber a day, where, you know, for women, upwards of 25, for men, upwards of 30 grams of fiber a day is more optimal. So, you know, if you're substituting veggies for the powdered version, you're missing out on all of that. So that's what I also find really hilarious about any marketing that's like, it heals your gut. And I'm like, but we know fiber is really good for our guts. We don't know a lot about gut health, but we do know that fiber is really good. And you guys are just skipping that bit. So this is my just tiny little spiel on taking the very, very deep pockets of companies that have an excellent influencer scheme, who do really well on podcasts that have nothing to do with nutrition. That if you have that kind of money to spend on powdered greens, you're still eating your veggies and you love the idea of spending that much money every month on a really expensive multivitamin, I wish you the best. And I'm jealous because I don't. And you know what? I feel like powdered greens are a better use of extra funds than some other things. But at the same time, I still, even if I had that much cash to burn every month, I probably wouldn't do it. And also the caveat to that being that you are still eating vegetables. Go for it. Enjoy, all the best. And if you're listening to the marketing and feeling a little bit of pressure, and you're like, oh, that does sound really beneficial. Oh, that does sound, I care about my health. I want to be a part of that. Then just take it with a chunk of salt. You're doing fine. Frozen veg is just as good for you as regular veg, and it's a little bit cheaper, and you can sneak it into things like sauces and soups and salads, maybe not frozen veg in a salad, smoothies. So, you know, these are all things that you could kind of hide vegetables if you feel like you're not getting enough, because you can either blend them up or you can chop them up really finely, or, you know, it kind of matches, I suppose, the flavor profile of the dish and you don't really notice them. So like, those are all really easy, brilliant ways to add vegetables to your diet. And, you know, I hope then that you still don't feel like you're on the other side of this like miraculous health nirvana, because you're not. You know, it's a really expensive powdered green supplement. And some of them aren't even that expensive, but it's still a little bit pointless. So, the other time that I was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense, is I think it was Ross Edgley when he was swimming around the United Kingdom. And it took him like, what, 6 months or something? Like, he was swimming for a long, long time. So he needed an insane amount of calories and he just couldn't get those calories from whole foods. So he purposefully was having to eat like a lot of processed foods just to get the calories to sustain him. And then on top of that, had like powdered grains every day. It's always on the edges of extreme, whereas it's marketed more of like, if you have this, you will be immune to everything and your gut will be healed and your hormones will be balanced. I don't think they say anything, or I haven't seen anything on websites about hormones being balanced, which is a relief to say the least. So, mon petit pois, I will leave it there. I shall run straight into bed. I am exhausted. And please, if you are enjoying the podcast, leave us a review, or leave me a review at this point. And if you have any requests for guests or you want your questions answered, slide into my DMs at Hunter Health Project. I very much look forward to hearing from you. Have a fab day. Okay, bye.